Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 27th. I'm your host, Tern Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that's been happening on the Big Brother 20 live feeds, at least what happened yesterday. We got to talk about it. I'm here to tell you everything. You feel free to join me in the chat room. We are live on YouTube and Twitch and Periscope. I'm just here by myself, so chat with me, ask me some questions, we'll have some fun. It's not a whole lot. Not a whole lot that happened yesterday. We're just kind of waiting for the veto. We're just kind of waiting for Fessy to leave the house. Let's talk about what happened yesterday. We'll get on with it. Tyler and Sam had a conversation in the morning. Sam basically doing her regular check-in with Tyler. Basically what happens here is that Sam every week is gonna ask Tyler, what are we doing this week? And Tyler says, this is what you're doing this week. And Sam says, okay, except for that one week where instead of doing what Tyler wanted, she voted for Bailey to stay. But apart from that week, it's basically gone pretty smoothly. This week, he would love for her to vote Haley out. We talked about this yesterday. It would be ideal if he was able to get her to vote Haley out, because then Haley would continue to know that Sam just really has it out for her and might make the mistake of targeting Sam. So he is going to tell Sam, we're not really sure what we're doing this week quite yet. Not quite sure yet. I don't think he's going to be able to get Sam to vote for Haley to leave. I think Sam wants to vote with the majority here. And she is going to, I'm sure, ask him once again, in the next few days. So this is probably not going to work because he doesn't want to just outright lie to her. He doesn't want to pretend that she needs to vote some way. And I don't think she honestly has that much of a preference here. She seems to be very, very much, I'll do whatever you want, which in this case is actually a little bit of a negative for Tyler because he wants her to do the opposite of what he's doing. But she's not game savvy. She's not like playing the game enough that she's willing to be like, okay, I'll vote this way and tank my own game. Like, she wouldn't understand. She'd be like, wait, what? You want me to vote Haley out, but you're voting Fessy out? I don't understand, Tyler. Tyler does make sure to remind her that, just so you know, Haley and Fessy, they really, they were convinced you were going up on the block this week. And Sam was like, you know, I was a little scared of Angela, but I've really changed my mind about her. She's actually pretty cool. I like her a lot now. She would be a great partner for you, Tyler, if I left the house. She would be a great, she wins competitions. You win competitions. You know, she's great. She's a great person, Tyler. And Tyler is of course trying to be like, well, yeah, I mean, she's fine, but, you know, game wise, we don't like, I'm not with her. I've been with you from day one, Sam. Day one or day two, or, you know, one of those. Tyler continuing to be the one who is able to, put in the most consistent effort here with Sam, which, you know, has been pretty beneficial to him throughout most of the season, even though been a little dangerous as well. So that's the conversation with Sam. Just to let you know, she checked in with him. He told her, not sure yet. And I'm sure we're gonna get another one of these conversations in the coming days. Brett, Angela, Casey, and Tyler, level six. They are they had a conversation outside. Brett was talking about JC. Brett is very He's been very anti-JC ever since the 9-hour conversation with Tyler, where he sort of realized that JC was trying to play him a little bit. So he's not particularly happy with JC. He says, man, JC's been playing up this we're on a team stuff, this we. JC's not we, he's him. JC's feeling real nervous, isn't he? Brett very, very much calling out JC. Might recognize that JC is trying to take his spot in the sort of Final Four, and trying to make sure that, if any, it's actually kind of funny. Brett is essentially doing the same thing that he's calling JC out for doing in this conversation. He's like, oh yeah, JC's trying to get on our team. He's talking about the we, when we are the ones who were together the whole time. Right, guys? Right? So that was a little funny. Tammy wants to know, do you think Sam says those things to Tyler, hoping he will let her out of the pinky promise? Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. I think she wanted out of the pinky promise, but I think now she is back on Team Tyler. I think that she went for Brett, and when she went for Brett, she was like all for Brett. But I don't think Brett responded in the way that she wanted to. I feel like Brett disappointed her, and now she's back on Team Tyler. That's my read on it. So I think she's back on board there. Sam wants someone to hold and reassure her. No, I think she wants to hold and reassure someone else. I think that's what she truly wants. But what she tries to do is, yes, hold and have people hold and reassure her, but she doesn't respect that. Brett is smart enough to realize that JC is a threat. Yes, I agree. Well, after that conversation with Tyler, at the very least, you know, what are you gonna do? Boston is supposed to go over 100 degrees. Don't tell me that, Richard. That's a very sad thing to learn. That's too hot. Too hot. All right. So Haley and Fessy have a conversation. They want to try and get Casey to use the veto on one of them. But of course, that's not going to happen. This is really a waste of time. Fessy wants to tell Casey, oh, you're on the bottom of the totem pole. You need to do something in order to do something. And it's really just a bunch of nonsense. This is, again, not going to work at all. So it's honestly not even worth talking about that much. It's a very ineffective pitch that they're eventually going to make. Angela does have to pick the have-nots, and there's a little bit of drama. Sam she was going to pick Fessy and Haley, because Haley was supposed to do it last week. But Sam tries to volunteer. She says, no, I'll do it. I'll do it so they don't have to do it. But Angela was like, no, Sam, no, they're doing it. And that's what's happening. So eventually they get to the point where Haley, Fessy, and Casey are chosen as the have-nots. You know, ultimately not that much of a big deal, but they, Angela and Casey and Tyler will later talk about how it was a good thing they were able to keep Sam from being a have-not, because they don't, the last thing they want is Sam having a lot of time with Haley, for like Sam to bond with Haley, and like that would be very, very unfortunate for them, because they need Haley to go after Sam and Sam to go after Haley. Jack wants to know, how much do Brett and Casey talk game one-on-one? Not much. Not much. Brett has started to work on Tyler. He started to work on Angela, but he's not worked too much on Casey. Tucky wants to know, casual viewers are upset that Level 6 is bashing Sam so much. Does CBS need to show more of Sam's craziness? I didn't realize casual viewers were so upset. I haven't seen much of that. I haven't seen much of the casual upsetness, but you know, I think they're doing fine. I don't think it's too big of a deal yet. Roy wants to know, if Bay comes back, will she try teaming up with Tyler or Haley? She'll definitely team up with Haley. Let's be real. Who, if anyone, would target Casey? Nobody. Nobody's going to target Casey. I don't think anybody is going to target Casey anytime soon. It's mostly on Facebook. Well, look, Facebook people are going to be Facebook people. There's nothing you can do about it. Mike wants to know, does it seem like Tyler is more into Angela than Angela is into Tyler? He seems to be very clingy to her. No, I honestly don't think so. I think that she's somebody that has trouble expressing emotions, I think. You know, you see that in the diary room. You see that when she talks about having boulders up. If anything, she is the one that's a little more open with him. He's the one still holding things back. Well, we can talk about she admitted to him that she has a business on the outside of the house, and she's basically giving him all her secrets, and she's pretty into him. She's just like, she's a very cool cucumber. She's not like the overly affectionate type, but I do think she's very into him, and I think Tyler's very into her as well. But he is the one sort of still keeping his secrets, the super fan thing. He directly lied about that last night, and you know, obviously many other things, all the final twos and the power and everything. So no, I don't think that he's more into her than she is to him. So let's move forward here. Fessy and Casey. Fessy's going to make his pitch. He's going to make his pitch to Casey. He wants to know where her head is at in terms of using the veto. Is she getting a lot of pressure not to use it? She's like, she's basically like, yeah, I'm not going to use it. It's not going to happen. He's like, oh yeah. You should do what's best for your game. It's totally fine. But it would be cool if you used it though. Like, it would be pretty good for your game. She's like, yeah, probably, but sure. And he just goes on to pitch like for a while, and she just says, yeah, totally. Uh huh. Yeah, sure. Yep. Definitely. Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right. And then the conversation ends. Very useless conversation to watch. But you know, sometimes you gotta do it. You gotta watch the things. All right. Ken wants to know, when do have-nots end? Probably not for a little while, to be honest. It's unfortunate. I still don't understand the point of them, but Big Brother's gonna Big Brother. Tyler, Angela, and Casey talk about Haley is their target next week. JC, he came in and talked to them about, I think we should target Sam. I think we should target Sam next week. Haley's useless. Not sure what his thought process is there, but they're like, nah, we're going to target Haley. Haley's the bigger threat. So we got to make sure that Haley goes next week. Fessy and Haley, they get into a little bit of a fight. As they do. Fessy's getting upset. Fessy's sad. I told you that when Fessy was put up on the block, we expected him to go into confused Eeyore sad mode Fessy. Put the blanket up over his head and be sad. But it didn't happen because both him and Haley were in a state of sadness. They were sad together. They were both under fire from an enemy, because Haley thought she was leaving and Fessy thought he was leaving, and Fessy thought that Haley was sad that he was leaving. And so everyone was happy in their sadness. But then Haley learned yesterday, or the day before yesterday, obviously, that Haley's actually not leaving, that it's actually going to be Fessy that's leaving. And now she's a bit happier. She's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to stay. There's a bit of a pep in her step. And all of a sudden, Fessy is left alone in his sadness. And he realized that Haley wasn't sad that he was leaving. Haley was sad that she was leaving. And so now she's hanging out with other people. She's talking with them. She's laughing with them. She's later going to spend some more time with, Brett in the hammock. So he's not happy about this. He's
what are you doing hanging out with, like, you're just like going and hanging out with people, like, I just, and I'm like on the block right now.
He's not happy. They get into a little bit of a fight here. She is gonna get upset about this. She feels like she's in a predicament where it's like, she's probably staying next to Fessy. So you know, it's like, well, what do I do? Do I spend the rest of this time that I have now with Fessy before he leaves and like keep him happy and calm and whatever? Or do I go and hang out with other people because I'm going to have to live in this house next week without Fessy? And so she feels kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, or a rock and a Fessy, as you might say. She ends up crying to none other than Brett about this. Brett tells her, look, you got to do what's in your heart. What's your priority? Yes, it's better for you to hang out with other people for your game, but if you want to go hang out with Fessy, then you should go hang out with Fessy. And so they, like I said, they spend some time in the hammock together. Brett wants to know, are you in a showmance with Fessy? She's like, no, I'm not in a showmance. He's like, are you sure? Because like literally every time we're in a hammock together, Fessy is watching us like a hawk. Like I'm pretty sure I see his eyes right now, like through some bushes or something. Like this is, do you remember the last time that we hung out on a hammock and he was like checking in with us every 5 minutes? She was like, oh no, what are you talking about? She remembers. Fessy will not let her forget about the 5 hours in a hammock. So he prods her about that, and teases her about the hammock stuff. Haley, of course, like Haley's response to like, are you in a showmance with Fessy? She's like, Brett, I thought we were in a showmance. She's very, very good at the flirting. MK wants to know best/worst person for Faute to win the battle back for the Alliance's game. Any of them, I guess. Rockstar, she's the least likely to win a competition. Let's see, what about those nights they spent in the HOH room? Yeah, it's dangerous stuff. Fessy's got to keep watch, or he'll lose Haley. Cam wants to know, do I feel like it's smart for Haley to go first? I do. I still feel like Haley should be the target this week. She is more dangerous socially, she's almost as dangerous competitively, and with a battle back looming, she is the one that would have full control over either Fessy or Scotty, and she also has a better relationship with both Rockstar and Bailey. So just for many, many reasons. And Fessy, I think Fessy could easily, without Haley in the game, Fessy is a lost puppy. And Tyler is a loving, adopting family who finds the puppy on the side of the road and takes the puppy in and grooms the puppy and gives it a bath and tells it everything's going to be okay, and then takes the puppy to the final two and wins the game. So, you know, he's not actually going to take the puppy to the final two, but, you get the point. Yes, sorry, it's not a puppy, he's a duck. What am I doing with my life? How did I not see that? All right. Annie wants to know, who needs to win this upcoming HOH? Well, it depends on who you're rooting for. Basically, everyone needs to win it except for JC and Sam. The rest of them are theoretically in danger. Haley needs to win it. Fessy needs to win it. Scotty needs to win it. All three of them, whichever one comes back, or obviously Rockstar or Bailey, they all need to win. And then all of level six needs to win, because if they let the Faute people win, then they're going to get taken a shot at, and vice versa. So the only people that don't need to win are JC and Sam. Obviously, I do think Tyler will be fine even if they try to get him out, but you don't want to be put in that situation. You'd rather just win HOH and neutralize the threat as soon as possible. So, anyway, Tyler, Angela, and Casey are upstairs. They comment. They see that Fessy is watching Brett and Haley again. So be prepared for the be prepared for some more conversations with Fessy and Haley tomorrow about
you were like in the hammock with Brett for like at least 2 hours, but probably more like five. I didn't even check all that much.
Tyler thinks the only reason they're not admitting to being a showmance is because of the battle back. I think part of the not admitting they're in a showmance is because Haley just genuinely doesn't want to admit they're in a showmance in general. Let's see. Tiano wants to know, do you think JC will finally figure out who level six is? Not yet. Not yet. Let's see. Tanya wants, says level six needs to win so they can put Haley and whoever wins the battle back up. Yes, I agree. Moot wants to know, what are the chances Tyler, Sam, and Casey flip to vote out Haley? Not particularly likely. Not particularly likely. EA wants to know, what outside information do you think Scotty, Bay, and Rockstar know that is dangerous to the people in the house? I mean, even just getting to talk with each other post-eviction and all of that, I think that basically there's not a whole lot that they know. Maybe JC, knowing that JC is a rat, if Scotty is able to tell Bailey and Rockstar, or if Scotty is able to come back into the house or whatever it is, JC could be in trouble because of Scotty. Scotty also was, again, heavily insinuated to the interviewers for Scotty, heavily insinuated that Fessy evicted him because of jealousy. So that could come into play, but that's not really a problem for level six. So they don't need to worry about that in particular. People wondering, do I drink coffee? No, I don't drink coffee. I've tried. It's gross. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, coffee lovers. So then we get, Tyler thinks that the reason they're not admitting they're in a showmance is because there's a battle back. They think it would be hilarious. They would love for Brett in his goodbye message to say, his goodbye message to Fessy to say, don't worry, Fessy, I'll take care of Haley for you. They really want that to happen. They really do. No, let's be honest, I do as well. I don't think it's going to happen. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. JC and Angela have a conversation. JC talks about how much work he's done for the group. He's done a lot of work for the group, but he worries that he doesn't have the personal connections with them that they have with each other, because he spent so much time working the other side, manipulating the other side, that he hasn't spent as much time bonding with the group themselves. He's feeling kind of vulnerable. He doesn't have any final twos. Angela admits, yes, you have done a lot of work for us. Like, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. You've done a lot. And we, I really appreciate that, JC. And JC, he really presents a decent case here, and he does get Angela to feel bad for him. After he leaves the room, Angela's like, oh, he's so cute. She talks to Tyler afterward, and she says she does feel bad. That JC has worked very hard for them, and she doesn't want that to go unrewarded. And Tyler says, yeah, I mean, between the two of us, JC would pick us over some others in this house. JC is a valuable tool, I think, is essentially what he's saying there. So even though JC, he kind of got blocked, he kind of got cock blocked in the way that he's trying to cock block Tyler and Angela with Brett, with the 9-hour conversation, Brett now no longer being his new Fessy, he is still trying to work some angles, and he's not completely out of the game quite yet. Mike wants to know, do the evicted house guests see the goodbye messages before the battle back? Yeah, we saw them see the goodbye messages on the show, and Grodner confirmed to us that they will also see the rest of them as well. So they have seen all of the goodbye messages. Karen wants to know, are the current jury members isolated due to the battle back? I doubt it. I think that generally what has happened is they are all in the jury house. They have handlers. that that keep them from like super conspiring together, but for the most part they are allowed to speak, just not a whole lot. It's not like Big Brother Canada, where they just like spend all of their time together and come up with elaborate plans for what they're going to do when they get back into the house. But they do have the opportunity to talk to each other on occasion, just not like a whole crazy lot. MK wants to know, how is my yogurt this morning? I haven't eaten it yet. I don't eat before the updates. I eat after the updates. That's the plan. Law of Attraction wants to know, when is the battle back? I think we'll see it on, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Like, are we going to see the battle back on Thursday? Are we going to see the HOH on Thursday? I would imagine the battle back is part of the HOH. So I think we'll probably start the HOH / battle back on Thursday and then finish it on Sunday so that they have their Sunday content, which, you know, I talked about last night. I just feel like that whole Sunday thing is big mistake. Annie wants to know, have we seen any other house guests use the Hansel and Gretel witch strategy before, or is it JC a pioneer? Well, in Tyler's conversation with Sam, she did say to Tyler, you're very skinny, I need you to eat more. So I feel like JC and Sam may be conspiring to fatten these people up. But no, I don't think it's. I know that June was really into cooking for people, but I don't think her plan was to like fatten people up so she could win competition. So that wasn't really June's strategy. Tammy wants to know: do you think Haley talking about Tyler's type in the Tangela segment was JC's aha moment? And started noticing Tangela more after that. No, I don't think so. I think that it's more the cuddling that Tyler did with Angela post that whole situation. Lauren wants to know, can I do an entire update in my impressions one day? Pretty please. If I can do impressions of everyone left in the house, maybe. But I have a feeling a lot of people would not enjoy that. Do I think JC would survive the double eviction, assuming that Fessy or Scotty wins the battle back? JC should survive if Fessy wins. If Scotty wins, he might be in trouble. Scotty has talked in his ex interviews about how he thinks JC is playing the best game. He thinks JC is very sketchy and that he would be going for JC, I believe, if he got back into the house. Obviously, that could change once he realizes that Fessy and Haley were betrayed by Tyler and Angela. He may realize that there's a group of people that he needs to go after, but JC would definitely be in a little bit of trouble if Scotty came back into the house. So I would not say for sure that JC would be fine, but he should be no matter what happens. But Scotty may make the mistake of trying to send JC out of the house. Jessica wants to know, do you think it will be the jury member can only return, or it would be like the jury member can only return if they win HOH or a totally separate competition? I think it's probably going to be part of the competition. I feel like it's going to be like they've done before, where it's Johnny Mac on the thing, or it's Victor on the wall, like the last standing jury member will likely enter the house, which I do think means that Scotty has the best chance, and actually Fessy probably doesn't have much of a chance at all if it's some kind of endurance. So watch out for that. If Tyler goes up next to Angela during the double, is there any chance his alliance turns on him? I don't think so. I do think that Casey would vote to keep Tyler no matter what. They have a final two that's been solid from the start. I think JC would vote to keep Tyler no matter what. He would relish in the opportunity to take Angela out of the game. And I think that Sam would vote Angela out over Tyler no matter what. That's three votes, and I'm pretty sure three would carry the day regardless of the number of people in the house. So I do believe those three votes would be locked in Tyler versus Angela no matter what. I saw Rob in the chat, pioneer, emphasis on pie. JC's the pioneer of the Hansel and Gretel strategy. Is there historical precedent for the Battleback winner to have any immunity? Yes, but no. I believe there's some kind of precedent in terms of, like, the returning player can't be targeted immediately, but for the Battleback, that has not been the case in the last few years, so I would not expect that to be the case this year. If Scotty wins HOH after returning and Haley is still in, what are the chances of Tyler and Angela going up? Also, if so, who has a greater chance of going home? I do think that Scotty, basically Scotty has two options. He can nominate Tyler and Angela, or he can nominate JC and Angela, or something along those lines. He might make the mistake of targeting JC, because he might feel like he can still work something with Tyler. And you know, Tyler is going to be trying to get into his head and convince him that that's the case. So I think the chances are good, but the chances are also there that potentially he might not do it. So you can watch out for that. I do think it would be interesting to see what Scotty does if he doesn't just go right back out the door as soon as he comes back in. Trev wants to know, do you think there's anything Angela can do to get the Faute jury votes, assuming she gets to the final two? I don't think she's completely drawing dead like a lot of people do. I think that there's a grudging respect for her, but she would need to be very humble, and I don't know if she's capable of connecting to them emotionally in the way that she would need to, especially if she's there sitting next to somebody like Tyler, who I think is able to connect to people emotionally and also win their respect. Are we guessing spinning endurance? Asks Kid. That would be interesting. I think that's definitely a possibility. We might get that spinning endurance swing that Vanessa won, and then Victor won, right? Or was it? It was Victor, right? I don't remember. It was Victor versus Natalie in the end. I remember because Natalie was like very whiny about it. Any chance Tyler keeps JC? Sorry, I lost your question. What happened to Mary Monday? Her schedule changed. Her work schedule changed. So she's unfortunately not able to be here on Mondays. Stephanie wants to know, does any returning player help Haley? Is Haley the next target? Yes. I mean, obviously, if Scotty comes back, that would be great for Haley. If Fessy came back, that would be great for Haley. She'd be able to last another week and have more chances to win the Vita or win the HOH. All right. What if Rockstar wins a crapshoot competition then wins HOH? You never know. Gary says, I'm wrong. House guests are in isolation until Battleback. Then they go into the jury house. No, I believe that is not the case. Of course, it's, you never know. They might change their policy, but in the past, the jurors have been in the jury house together. When Nicole came back in 16, she had spoken to, she had had time in the jury house, with the other jury members. And same thing with 15 and so on and so forth. Obviously Johnny Mac came right back in, so he didn't. I believe Victor as well had a little bit of time. Did he? Or did he come back right back in? Victor came right back in too, didn't he? Yes, I do believe they had, they do have some time in the jury house. Yes, Trebian says, Grodner says we will see the jury house this week. So there you go. Mike says, paint me a scenario where Tyler goes home next week. I don't know. Basically, like everything would have to come crashing in around him. All his final two deals would be exposed and all of this crazy stuff would have to happen. So, that's what I would assume. Basically, doomsday scenario. There's not like things are going swimmingly and then Tyler just happens to leave. It's like his whole game would have to crash and burn. And that's certainly possible with somebody coming back into the house with information, but not particularly likely. Who's most likely to blow up Tyler's game at this point would be Scotty. I think if Scotty was able to find out in the jury house some stuff from Bailey and Rockstar, Bailey has some information on Tyler And then he kind of puts everything together. Then he comes back in and, you know, Haley talked about what a great spot Tyler's in. He might be able to blow Tyler's spot up a little bit, but I don't really see it being that big of a deal, at least not yet. So we'll see about that. All right. So getting back to the house here, Brett, Angela, and Tyler, at the end of the day, they're going to tell Brett about the idea to tell Fessy that he'll take care of Haley. He's like, oh yeah, sure. Make 4 out of 4 jurors that hate me. It's like, come on, do it. Brett is also going to complain about Sam. He's been talking to her again and he just can't handle the mood swings and the, like she's trying to get close to people on their way out the door and all of this stuff. So, he really, really goes in on Sam, over the course of the night. And maybe this is why the Facebook people are like, oh, they're bashing him. They're bashing Sam. But what are you going to do? Ray Ray wants to say, what are the betting man's odds of Bailey winning the battle back? I think Bailey might have the second best chance of returning if it's some kind of endurance. Obviously I think Fessy would have the least I think both Fessy and Rockstar are not particularly likely to win an endurance competition to come back. I think Bailey would have a decent shot. But I do think Scotty is the odds on favorite there. So, it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility, and it might not be an endurance competition. It might be something else and it might be a crapshoot. There are all kinds of different, ways that this can go down. Let's see. I don't think Brenda says, I don't think anyone in the jury house knows about too much about Tyler's game. I agree, but Bailey might be sitting in there like Tyler's the man. He talked about, I'm a big player. You're a big player. She might have, you get a lot of time to think and reflect. Maybe they've caught on in the jury house. Annie wants to know, is anybody looking at pulling in Haley? Brett, maybe JC. As far as I'm aware, no, nobody's really thinking that quite yet. JC, like I said, did suggest that maybe Sam should go before Haley, which kind of suggests that JC might think about pulling Haley in, but that would be very early stages and a bit speculative. So for the moment, I would say no. Melody wants to know, lemon pound cake versus cinnamon rolls, the fight for hearts and minds of house guests. Yes, that was a storyline yesterday. Sam spent a lot of time making lemon pound cake. And then Big Brother came in and gave them all cinnamon rolls, and she was not happy. She's like, I've been baking these treats, picking these treats, because I'm on the JC diet. I've recently started eating more pastries, and man, cinnamon rolls are good. All right. Thomas wants to know, who's a bigger threat for Tyler, JC or Brett? I think Brett 100% is more of a threat. I think he's much more capable of winning competitions, which is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. He's also less loyal to Tyler than JC is. I think JC would be loyal to Tyler for longer than Brett would be. And I think that he's less of a threat competition wise. So I do believe that that Brett is the bigger threat. San wants to know, shouldn't house guests talk in the house about America not liking bitter jurors? Yes, they should. But some of them benefit from the players being bitter jurors, so it's not necessarily in their best interest. Tucky likes when I'm alone. More info on answering your questions. Well, thank you. Cinnamon rolls are way better than lemon pound cake. I agree. All right. So there you go. Kind of a shorter update, but I spent a lot of time answering some questions here. We got to the bottom of the cinnamon bun controversy. Cinnamon roll. Cinnamon bun, cinnamon roll. Is there a difference? Is there? I'm not sure. I always say them like there's no difference, but there might be. But, either way, they're great. I don't like icing on them, though. Just give me the plain cinnamon bun / roll. All right. So there you go. That's the update for August 27th for the Big Brother 20 house. I will be, of course, live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. Then you will get some Summer of Stein today, later today. Very fun. Always love the Summer of Stein. Hopefully lots of oofs heading your way. And then tomorrow night, we will have the LFC Roundtable podcast, where we will discuss the Stockwatch and all of the other data and stuff. It's always fun. I'm sure there'll be plenty of speculation about who's coming back and what that means for the Stockwatch and who's got shares in people that are gone and all of that stuff. So looking forward to that. And yeah, there you go. Thank you everyone for joining, and make sure you follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch as well, Taren Armstrong. Very busy yesterday. We had to forgo the Social Strategy Sundays, but they will be back next week. They will. So look forward to that. And you can, you know, check me out watching the feeds whenever that happens to happen. If you follow, you will get a notification when I go live. It tends to be when something exciting is happening on the feed. So we have a lot of fun there. Check that out. Check me out on Twitter. Check out all of the things. And I will see you next time.